everyone, it's Marna here, and I am so excited to be with you today. Can you believe we've hit over 50 episodes? I'm so excited. It's been so fun to be doing this podcast with you each week. And today I want to talk to you a bit about why do you take yourself out of the game? Why do you keep self-sabotaging your weight loss results? What is going on? I hear from women all the time who say to me, Marna, are you sure this is going to work for me? Or I'm not sure this is going to work with me. I know it can be worrisome. I know you might be thinking that you might not be able to lose weight. But here's what I want you to know. It's all BS. It's all BS. Your brain is designed to make you fearful and have you not try out a new process program and not step into your most abundant self, your lightest, leanest, healthiest you. Let's talk about your brain. Let's understand why this happens today. And let's look deeply at what you can do to be at least aware of how your brain has been taking you out of the game and why or how you might be self-sabotaging your results. So let's understand this wonderful brain of ours. Our wonderful brain has a primitive way of living in this world. It's still functioning in this modern world, and yet it's very much designed to scan for protection. It's always scanning for evidence. It's scanning the world right now. It's scanning your current situation that you're in right now. It scans for the past. It scans for what it believes will happen to you in the future. It's scanning going, does Marna know what she's really talking about? And it looks for evidence to see if I can help you, or if my process, if my program, if my way of being will really help you, or if it's going to hurt you. That is the way your brain is designed. Your brain is always scanning for evidence and looking for how it can keep you safe. Maybe Marna knows what she's talking about. Or maybe, just maybe, I need to protect myself from Marna. She doesn't know what she's talking about. It's really normal, but I want you to be aware of how it is working when it comes to weight loss. The point is that your brain is always scanning for evidence for how your situation doesn't apply. How you're the exception. Basically, your brain is like, okay, maybe it worked for Marna and thousands of people, but my situation's different. My brain used to do the exact same thing. It would tell me all the time why I couldn't do it, why I was different, how I was so different. The fact that I had my thyroid removed, or that I was just big boned, or that I have a slow metabolism. It would give me all these different types of reasons why I was unique and something wouldn't work for me. And there's a reason why your brain does it. It has to do with evolution. Your brain was designed to keep you safe, to spot problems. It's very, very good at looking at its surroundings and finding danger. It's very good at finding flaws. It's good at spotting what isn't working instead of what is right. So the brain's developed in a way that makes it easier for you to notice danger, because if you can notice it, you will avoid it. Your brain doesn't do it on purpose, but it might try to find all the ways in which something isn't going to work for you and you're not going to be able to do it and you won't be able to succeed. But here's what I want you to hear. You've got to stop taking yourself out of the game. Stop telling yourself that you're so different, that you're broken, and that I don't know what you're going through. After 23 years of doing this work, of course I don't know your exact situation. Of course, I don't know exactly what you've been through, but I've worked with thousands of different women, and I can absolutely get you results if you're open to receiving them and not looking to protect yourself at all costs. I want to protect you too. I want to take care of you. See, if you keep looking and finding what's not working, what you can't do, why this program or anybody else's program is not going to work for you, you're going to stay stuck. You're going to stay right where you are. You're going to keep giving yourself evidence and finding evidence for why you can't move forward. And I desperately want you to move forward if you are feeling stuck, if you're feeling broken, if you're struggling with your body and you don't know what direction to take things. The amazing news is that it doesn't have to stay like this. You can start to point your brain in the right direction and tell it on purpose to go find new evidence that supports what you do want, that you can lose weight, that you can be successful, that you can live in a thinner body, that you can make things work. Now, I can tell you all day long, I can show you hundreds of testimonials of people who have taken my courses, who are similar, happier, lighter, and I can tell you all day long that you can do it. That I was just like you. Or you can hold on to your fear. You can worry and you can stay stuck. So what do you want? Are you in action? Are you pointing your brain, finding evidence as to why you can take action? See, things aren't magically going to get better overnight. No, I get that. But it's important also to acknowledge that you are where you are, and we can make a plan. Nobody's coming to rescue you. Nobody knows what it's like to live in your body. Nobody knows how you feel. All the more reason to stop waiting. Think about how you can create a new body. Find other people who are making a change in their life, in their bodies. In the inner circle alone, I hear from people every single week they're sharing with me how they're changing their body, changing their lives, changing what's happening for them. Find it. Start focusing your brain in the area of what it is that you do want. Start finding evidence and looking at people who are success stories. Start reading testimonials so that you can see yourself just like them making a change. And when your brain says, oh, but I can't do that, say, why not? Why can't you do that? Why can't you be like them? Why can't you change? Of course you can change. In the inner circle, one of the things I do each month is I do an assessment. Last month, we focused on not overeating during dinner and not turning to food after dinner. And when I asked everybody where they were at, and I had them tell me 0 to 100% of the time, how often are you stopping when you're satisfied at dinner? The very beginning of the month, I was seeing things like 30% of the time, 50% of the time stopping when I'm satisfied and not overeating. You know what they said last Friday? 80% of the time, 90% of the time, 95% of the time, 100% of the time, 99% of the time. Everybody changed. Why did they change? And you might be feeling stuck. It's not because they're different from you. It's not that they have superhuman ways of being. It's not that they don't struggle. They do. But there's a willingness inside of them to say, I'm going to try. I'm going to take this on. I'm going to invest a little bit of money in myself, a little bit of time, a little bit of effort to make myself, my health important. I'm going to show up and I'm going to show up again and again and again and again. And I'm going to keep looking at myself. And I'm going to keep acknowledging and being aware of where I'm turning to food when my body's not hungry, where I'm self-sabotaging. This whole month of June, we're looking at what stops us from doing the things we say we want to do, which is why I wanted to do this podcast today, because if you're taking yourself out of the game before you even put a toe in, then you are self-sabotaging your results and you don't need to do that. You need to find evidence of how you can be successful, where you can see change, and work with your brain to stop letting it take you out of the game before you even ever start, before you even ever begin. You're so powerful. I see the results every single week, every month. And if you're not even allowing yourself the opportunity to be successful, what you're doing is you're allowing your brain to keep finding reasons why it's scared, why it can't move forward, why you're not going to be safe. And I know that that's how your brain is designed. I know, I've been there, staying stuck, staying so scared to invest in myself, to invest financially, emotionally, physically, because I was scared. Because what if it didn't work? What if I was back to the same friggin' place? What if I couldn't get results? What if I was the one person that was broken? But then I had to ask myself better questions. What if I was the one person that got better results? What if I could actually do it? What if I could be better than everybody else? What if I could actually make a difference for my body, see myself slim down? What would happen if I could actually change my shape, see myself slim down, see my body change in front of the mirror, see clothes fit better on my body? What if I could actually do it? What if I could actually feel my fear and move forward? What if I could start focusing on what is it that I'm doing to take myself out of the game and then focus on how to gently and lovingly put myself back in my own corner instead of being so scared? So I want you to think about that. I want you to understand the brain. I think it's so important to understand your brain and how it works and how it's always scanning for, oh my gosh, but it's not looking for a tiger anymore. It still has that primitive way of thinking like, oh my God, I'm going to be eaten, so I better be careful. If I'm going to be hunting for food, I better be careful. If I'm going to support my family, I better be careful. I'm going to look for robbers. I'm going to look for tigers. I'm going to look for somebody who's going to steal something from me. Our brain still has that primitive wiring. And so it's still scanning, still worrying, still protecting. And sometimes overly protecting itself instead of stepping in to our power. Stepping in to life, avoiding all the fear. So I just want you to pay attention and scan for powerful results. Scan for possibility. Scan for opportunities. Let your brain work for you instead of against you. Know that it's scanning for fear. Know that it's worried at times and telling it it's going to be okay. When your brain wants to overeat because it's scared of, on a primitive level, of you not ever finding food again, you tell it, it's okay. It's coming. We have to work with that part of our brain to calm it down, relax it, let it know it's safe. Let it know that you can see body results, that you can transform your body, that you can change. You can work with it so it's not so scared. So it's not trying to take you out of the game. So it's not self-sabotaging you at every turn. Accept where you're at right now and know that you can make a difference. Acknowledge that your brain is scared. Acknowledge that part of you that's nervous to change, that's worried that you can't do it, that's scared that every weekend's going to be the same, that every night's going to be the same, that every eating after dinner episode is going to be the same. And it's not. You can change. You can create new habits. You can tell that brain of yours, hey, listen, I know you like when I eat because you get relaxed and calm, and you're still going to eat and you're still going to get calm and you're still going to like what I do, but we're going to do it in a way that honors my body. We're going to do it in a way that helps me get thin, that helps me lose weight, that helps me feel good in my skin, that helps me shrink before the mirror, that helps me get into smaller clothes. I don't have to be deprived. No, brain, we're not going to deprive you. And yet, there are going to be times I'm going to say, you know what? Let's just wait a little longer. It'll be okay to eat. It'll be okay to just take a little more time for myself because I'm not quite hungry yet. And when I do get hungry, I will gladly feed you foods that make you look and feel your best. So don't worry, brain. You have nothing to be scared of. I got your back. When you change the language of what you say, you change the results. Tell you what, I've worked really hard to change the conversation in my head so it doesn't feel so scared. It doesn't feel so worried. It doesn't feel like I need to protect it. Do I still have moments where I overeat? For sure. Do I still have emotional eating episodes? Absolutely. But the time between them, the length of time, it doesn't happen very often anymore. What I notice is when it does happen, it's when I feel scared. It's when I'm hurt or I'm in pain or I don't feel well or I'm emotionally frustrated and I haven't done my work to feel my feelings and work through my feelings. That's when those moments occur. And it's when I then have to say, okay, there's no reason to turn to food. It's not going to help me feel better. It's not going to help me look better. It's not going to solve my pain, my frustration, anything that I'm going through. It's just not. So there's a better way. Let me work through it. Let me talk through it. Let me feel through it. Let me address it. Let me feel it. Let me take action on it. And that's when I see results. That's when I get right back into listening to my body, honoring my body, and dealing with the things that happen in my life in an emotional way. I feel my feelings now versus numbing them out with food. But I have to feel the fear. I have to feel what my brain is so scared of feeling because it thinks primitively like I can't feel fear. No, I can. I'm not worried about a tiger eating me, but I do need to feel my feelings of discomfort, of pain, of emotional frustrations, of irritations, of being angry at my husband or frustrated at my kids or irritated at what's going on in the world. Feel those feelings instead of eating through them. A tiger's not going to get me, but my emotions will if I let them overwhelm my life. If I let them overwhelm me and then I feel like I need to numb out and not feel. And I use food to do it. No, not anymore. It's not okay. It's not okay for you to do it. It's not okay for me to do it. It's not okay because we want to have better lives. We want to have bodies that we feel proud of, bodies that we're confident in. We want to play with our kids and our grandkids. We want to be able to feel alive and inspired and strong and athletic. And eating through our pain doesn't allow you or I to do that. So recognize and scan for possibility, for hope, for thinness, for opportunities. Stop letting your head take you out of the game. Stop telling yourself you're so different that you can't lose weight, that you're big bone, that it's you're genetically predisposed, that there's something medically wrong with you. Stop it. Don't tell yourself it's hormones. Don't tell yourself you can't do this. You can do this. Stop letting that primitive brain take you out of the possibility of thinness, of having a life that you want, and the possibility of having the body you've been craving. Scan for possibility. You've got this, okay? You deserve it, and I am here for you. So if you want to step into your power and you want to find ways to take care of your body and slim down, you can take my free course. It's 3 videos. And listen, don't just watch the videos and not take action. That's how your brain takes you out. Your brain says, oh, I already know this information. Oh, I've done this before. No, you haven't done it like I'm teaching it before. You haven't done it in the way I'm telling you to do it. Take the free course, step into your power, get your vision set up, start listening and honoring your body and start watching your inner 2-year-old do the work. Our brains love to say, oh, I already know this, or I don't have time for this, or I can't do that. Your brain loves excuses, especially in the area where we struggle, especially in the area where you struggle with weight or your body or feeling good in your skin. It's going to find all sorts of reasons why you don't have the time, why you can't make time for yourself, why you can't print out the workbook and fill it out, because that's what you've been doing. You've been making excuses in this area, and you're doing it to try to protect yourself. What if you could be protected? What if I guarantee you'll still stay protected and nurtured and okay and still do the free course? You'll be okay. You can do this. Day 4, I give you an opportunity to take advantage of being part of the inner circle. That is amazing. That's getting results for people. That's having people take action and get a brand new free course with it. Hello, you get a free course with it and you get to be in the inner circle for $37 a month. I mean, it's not going to stay $37 a month, but I want to impact as many of you as I possibly can. And that's why I'm doing it right now. That's why I'm giving this opportunity for you to start stepping into your power, to be aligned with other women who are scared shitless like you and saying yes to themselves, saying, yes, I can do this, saying, yep, I just fell down and I'm getting right back up. I might be scared. I might struggle, but I'm going to keep going because I deserve to look and feel my best. So that's why I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you the course with it because I don't want you to head into the inner circle and be like, huh, what are they talking about? What's going on? I want to give you the foundation for my work. I want you to understand my method and how I work. And so that's why I give you a 6-week course that goes along with this. So take action. And if it's not with me, take action in another place. But let's take action. You deserve to have the body you want. You deserve to feel good in your skin. You deserve to change your thinking so that you get better results. When you change your mind, you change your relationship with everything. But if you're not changing your mind and you're staying stuck and you're saying the same things, you're never going to change. And I'm so dedicated. I so want to help you change from the inside out. I'm so passionate about this not being hard, that losing weight doesn't have to be difficult, but it has to do with changing what you're focused on, changing your relationship with food, changing how you relate to food and how you relate to yourself. So take the free class. Keep listening to my podcast. There's lots of opportunity for me to help you. You know, I have lots of different ways in which I work with people. Some people don't have a lot of money. Inner Circle is a great opportunity for you. Some people have a lot more to invest, or they need a lot more individual support. And that's where private coaching looks entirely different. I know that everybody's financially in a different place. And so that's why I offer and I have different things that will help you. But if you don't take action, then what's going to happen is next Tuesday, you're going to be right where you're at versus my inner circle members who are taking chances on themselves, saying yes to themselves. My private clients who are going, okay, here we go. I'm going to step in and step up and hold myself accountable and allow Marna to give me some tough love and some tough coaching so that I actually change my life and change my body. So I'm such a big fan of coaching because coaches up-level you to take on new action. We up-level your inner game. We up-level your thoughts, your ways of showing up. And I would like to think that because I've been doing this for so long, that I'm pretty experienced in this very specific area of getting you damn good results. And I'm dedicated to making sure it happens for you. My inner circle members, I know exactly what's going on with them. My private clients, I know exactly what's going on with them as well. I don't have thousands of clients. I don't want thousands of clients. I want a couple handfuls of clients at a time and a small inner circle. That's what I want right now. That's what feeds my soul. I want to make sure you're actually getting your results. So step in, take action, make your life, your body that you want to see, make it happen today. All right, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.